online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
Our top story this lunchtime is about A&E waiting times. Over the past few weeks, we've told you about the extra demand for ambulances and problems getting GP appointments. Today, we found out there's also been a big rise in patients waiting more than 4 hours to be seen at accident and emergency. The aim is to see 95% of people in that time, but only 88.4% were in November. Nicola's got the details.
Well, that's down nearly 3% on the same month in 2015. Here in Kent, the number of patients turning up at emergency departments has gone up 12% compared with this time last year. One in four patients weren't seen within the target waiting time at hospitals in the east of the county in November, making it one of the worst performing trusts, while around 20 patients were left waiting 12 hours or more in Medway. The government's been accused of being in denial about a crisis in the health service.
I accept there have been a small number of incidents where the... Where unacceptable practices have taken place.
That was the Prime Minister speaking in the Commons yesterday, responding to claims the NHS was facing a humanitarian crisis. Well, the Department of Health is putting the pressure down to an ageing population and says it's confident enough money is being spent on a solution. Helen Aylfounder is a clinical director responsible for taking non-emergency 111 calls.
What we're trying to do is ensure that the patients that don't need A&E and maybe go to A&E for lots of other reasons are aware that there are other services available to them and we can provide them if they call 111.
This is KMFM.
Prosecutors in Belgium have charged two more men over the terror attacks in Paris in November 2015. They've been detained on suspicion of giving fake documents to people involved in the attacks, which killed 130 people. A Dartford drug dealer who stashed £10,000 worth of cocaine in his tumble dryer has been jailed for more than 9 years. Police also found a loaded handgun when they raided 35-year-old Lee Narvard's home in Sandringham Drive in September 2015. Now, there's a warning. We could see heavy snow in Kent later. Forecasters say as much as 10 centimetres will settle on higher ground as rain moving across the county hits Arctic winds from Canada. It could lead to tricky driving conditions on your journey home tonight. Rod Dennis is from the RAC.
The prospects of the conditions on the road across much of the country is really pretty bleak. The Met Office has been forecasting snow down to lower levels, and as we sadly all know from experience, even a small amount of snowfall has the potential to cause some really major disruption for motorists.
Well, as we prepare to go home and wrap up warm, councils are getting ready to look after the hundreds of people who will be out sleeping on the streets tonight. Matt Harrison is from Streetlink.
Only last week, two people died on the streets in Kent, and there have been deaths other parts of the year. It's incredibly unsafe. It's really important that local authorities and local charities get together in periods of severe weather and get people off the streets as quickly as possible.
A Margate man who took part in violent demonstrations in Dover has been jailed for 8 months. 33-year-old Daniel Johnson from Hastings Avenue was filmed throwing an object at a person taking part in a counter-protest last January.
KMFM News.
And now, it's estimated that more than 9,000 children in Kent are at risk of getting involved in drink or drugs. Figures have been released as health bosses launch a 5-year plan to try and tackle substance misuse across the county. Andrew Scott Clark is the Director of Public Health in Kent. His team will be working with police and schools to improve early intervention.
The common themes of the strategy include resilience, how we identify people early. So that's about ensuring that we have a good recognition across the system, that we provide early help because the earlier we can provide help, the better. How we help people to recover.
And Ebbsfleet International is the fifth most expensive train station to park your car in the country. That's according to new figures, which reveal it costs £12.60 a day. Reading Station came top, where it costs to almost £24.
KMFM Showbiz.
Ed Sheeran's been telling KMFM he always knew his new single Shape of You would go straight to number one, but admitted it wasn't always going to be him singing it.
I wasn't intending to sing it to begin with, and then I took it away and thought of ways to do it. And what I really wanted to do was have like a single that the drums weren't in the chorus. So the drums in the song come after the chorus. So the chorus, you think it's going to drop and it doesn't.
The single's been streamed more than 6 million times on Spotify since being released last Friday. If you want to hear more of that interview, just head to our Twitter. It's at KMFM News. And the cast of La La Land are due at a gala screening of the movie in London tonight. It leads the way at the BAFTAs with 11 nominations, and it's in cinemas in Kent from tomorrow. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.